We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef. It's soup month, the last week, week four. There's a cat on my desk. We're talking chilies today. Not the restaurant, but the actual soup, the chili. My name is Bradley Jones. With me as always, Jacqueline Maynard.
Hi. You got me thinking about if you were going to make a chili out of a Chili's menu items, how you would do that.
I love those Southwestern egg rolls. Let me tell you what.
Ooh, those are good. I forgot about those. Remember when NSYNC did the commercials for them?
Not even a little Great. Bit. Washed out of my memory.
Good quality programming. Well, if that's any indicator of how things went this week.
So let's talk about what the heck is this, a chili, and why is it its own specific type of soup?
Well, you know, I would love to know that too, Brad. So why don't you tell me?
So chilies are like stew dishes, but mostly comprised of peppers and chili powder, often using tomatoes, beans, and meat. What is included in chili varies greatly based on geographic and cultural differences.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Mine technically counts then. I was concerned. Well, since you already said you're going to blow me out of the water,
woo!
Do you want to start or do you want to be the like grand finale?
I'll start right away.
All right.
Presentation factor. I wanted to up it. I wanted my game to be at the tippity top. So here's what I did. I made a bread bowl out of cornbread and
cornbread?
Hot dogs.
What? Wait, let me look at this picture again.
I chopped up hot dogs, put them in a Jiffy mix of cornbread, made that in the oven, took
oh
a bowl,
God, you did.
Took the center out of the cornbread. Flipped it upside down, made a little bowl, and I added my chili into it. Topped it with sour cream, topped it with chives, topped it with cheese.
I quit. You already won. That's amazing. I thought that was just like little. I could see maybe one of the hot dogs in the picture you said.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, presentation. You know, 10 out of 10. You really put in a lot of effort this month.
Here's what's going on with my chili, and it's a classic chili recipe. It's a vegetarian chili. The beans, you can choose which beans you like. I have a certain preference of bean over the years. Here's my secret tip is to use salsa. I use an entire jar of garden fresh salsa. Into the chili. Boom. Mm-hmm. It's got all those spices and delicious things in it. Cut up onions, green peppers. It's got everything in there. Just use the salsa. Add your beans. I use kidney beans, red beans, and black beans. Some people like the white bean, Great Northern bean. I never use a pinto because that just reminds me of too much of like refried bean. But just use whatever bean you want. Diced tomato. Can of diced tomato in there. I'm not using water. I'm not doing any sort of, tomato juice. 2 cups of tomato juice into that chili. Water is the enemy of chili, in my opinion.
Okay.
A heavy dousing of chili powder to your liking, salt and pepper. And I put it all in the Instapot, 10 minutes in the Instapot. Call it a day. You got yourself a chili.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you. That's it. I do have to point out, though, mm-hmm. that it sounds like you used the very first recipe we ever did from JR's cookbook as your base for this chili. Is that correct?
Is it tomato juice?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. The salsa? With the jar of the salsa.
Oh.
I think in the original JR chili recipe, there was no other liquid. The only liquid in that chili was a jar of salsa. I mean, that's what I think I was smirking when you said that.
Maybe. It's the way to do it, though, because it has all the stuff you wanted. It has all the vegetables you want already set. You don't need to get onion. You don't need to get garlic. You don't need to get don't need to get that stuff. The salsa's doing all the work for you.
I didn't think about that, but you're not wrong.
It's the shortcut.
It has all the ingredients. So you're a red sauce chili kind of guy.
Yes, I do enjoy a white sauce. A white chicken with some beans. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's I think my favorite.
And you can add meat to mine. It just seems like an extra step. I like it just vegetarian.
I found for this month, most of mine were vegetarian. I tried to make this. I like had to put an effort to not make this one vegetarian because I felt like, I don't know. I felt like I should put meat in. I don't know.
I think chili powder does the majority of the work to get that chili flavor into what you're cooking. Mm-hmm. And just put some beans and, tomato sauce in a thing and pound it up with that chili powder and you're good to go.
So what's your spice rate? Like, do you have very spicy chili? Do you have more milder? What's your
I do more milder. Okay. I like a spicy chili, though. But, like, you can put jalapenos in this thing if you want to. You can put, hot peppers. But I'm like a one-alarm chili guy, to be honest.
One-alarm chili, okay.
I want to be able to, like, it's just that one day a month on a Saturday where you're hearing the alarms in your neighborhood. That's the chili I want. I don't want fire trucks going up and down my street. I don't want that. I don't want all those alarms going off.
Just a calm, warm bowl of chili by the fire. That's the vibes I'm getting.
I don't want to be on the toilet all night. Doing alarms, making alarms. I don't want that. I just want this nice, satisfying bowl of chili.
That's great. It sounds classic, but you really did up the presentation.
That cornbread bowl?
Looks so good. Yeah. That cornbread bowl is money. Did you cook that in a cast iron?
No, I just had a pie pan.
Oh, okay.
But my girlfriend suggested I actually have a donut pan. And I can use that to make like individual mini chili bowls. And I'm like, yes.
She is brilliant.
That's what I need
to do. That is what else you can use them for. Oh my God.
Yeah, you can make little bread bowls in those donut pans.
That's a great idea. Oh, wow. Oh, I wish I knew this before this chili challenge. Man, I would have done something way cooler. So what do you rate your chili?
Oh, my chili's a 5.
Wow,
it's
okay.
Delicious. It's delicious. Okay. I've perfected this chili recipe over and over the years. If you got a good salsa, if you get a 5 out of 5 salsa and use that as your chili, you're getting a 5 out of 5 chili. That's all I'd say. And a Garden Fresh is a 5 out of 5 salsa.
Is there a certain brand you're after?
Garden Fresh.
Like some are more cooked than not.
Yeah, there's like a Jack Special. There's a Wild Mild. There's a couple of different ones. Maybe you don't know what salsa I'm talking about. It's the one in the yellow container at the grocery store. Specifically a Garden Fresh brand salsa. It's Michigan Midwest only. They sold their rights to Campbell's a couple years ago. Campbell said, keep doing what you're doing. We just want to like take, boost you up. And like Garden Fresh is like, sure. It's from Ferndale, Michigan.
Yeah. That's amazing. I didn't know all that.
Yeah. They have all
sorts of different
flavors.
They have amazing salsa.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Always a win. That's great.
I also recently had, and I was thinking about even using it, I got a salsa from the Cherry Republic, which is like a delicious hot cherry salsa, which I've been eating and enjoying.
That cherry salsa is so good.
It's so good.
Oh my God. I like a spicy cherry. It's really a fun flavor combo.
Yeah, I wish they would just make naturally spicy cherries. Someone needs to get some hybrid stuff going on. That'd be great.
Ooh, jalapeno cherry poppers.
Yeah. Super.
Soup it. You can soup anything.
Tell me about your experience with Chili Challenge.
Yeah, so I went international with my challenge. Ooh. And I used, there's this West African chicken peanut stew that my dad makes a lot. It's really good.
I saw the peanut soup. I was almost going to make that for my vegetarian one.
I almost did too, but then I added chicken, so it turned into a chili.
What cult, like, I would be surprised to find like a Japanese or Chinese like chili soup. Those, like chilies are so like South American, Spanish influence, peppers and beans. I'm wondering like what other cultures, like, does Norway have a chili? Does like what?
If Norway's probably got like creamed herring in there, right? Oh. I mean, creamed herring with like, because they have like, I saw it in the grocery store yesterday. They have like spicy creamed herring. So you could do that, add some more chili powder, some, I don't know. I haven't had creamed herring. I'm not going to volunteer for that challenge. Somebody else can do that.
I do not volunteer as tribute.
I don't know what other nationalities of chili would look like. What I did was
you said yours is Ethiopian. What did you say it was?
It's like a West African recipe that my dad uses, and it might be Moroccan. I honestly don't know though. I don't know the difference because I've seen Moroccan peanut stew also, like just on the internet. So, but anyway, so what I did was I took chicken thighs. And I cooked that in some olive oil and with garlic and ginger. What are some of the other? Chili, of course, chili powder. Is that all? Oh, and cayenne. Cayenne's the other one. So I cooked that all up, set it aside. In the same like oil, I put in some cubed up sweet potatoes, some onions, some... Where's my little list? Is that it? That must have been all the veggies.
It seems like it'd be simple. You don't need that many other things to make the chili happen.
And crushed tomatoes. That was the other thing.
So you did end up making a red chili in some degree.
I did, but I also didn't use any water because I agree with you. Water does not belong in chili.
Get it out of there.
Chicken broth does. And I added some chickpeas for like the bean part. And some peanut butter.
This is where the peanut comes in.
Uh-huh. And then some fresh peanuts for garnish at the end. Also cilantro garnish at the end. And what is the thing I am missing? Oh, and a can of pumpkin and some curry powder and some unsweetened coconut milk. And that's what made my chili.
I got to say, the most like wild combination of flavors has got to be like peanut butter and ginger. But they just work so well and I just get so confused.
Yep.
How does that happen?
I don't know, because I saw those two things and I almost didn't put the ginger in. But I was like, you know, it calls for it, so let's try it. And it just, they marry so well together.
I went to a Thai restaurant, one that was right next to where I worked a long time ago, and they had a cucumber salad with a peanut butter sauce on it. And it was spicy and delicious, and I could never find this sauce ever again. Eventually, like years and years pass, I find another Thai restaurant that I get the cucumber salad every time, hoping I'm gonna find my salad again. And one has a pretty close simulacrum to what I used to have. Put that word in the word of the day. And ginger and peanut butter were the key ingredients.
Okay. Do you know if it was like a ginger juice or was it like fresh or like ginger powder?
Fresh ginger. Know?
Fresh
ginger, peanut butter, oil. I forget. There's not that many ingredients to it, but it's like a delicious peanut sauce. Red pepper flakes, really get a little spice in there.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Incredible. That sounds really good.
On a cucumber? Oh my God. Oh my God.
That does sound really good.
And then crushed up peanuts on top for extra.
It's nice to have that crunch because the peanuts get so soft when you cook them, but you need that crunch because chili, that's my main complaint about chili is that everything just is like kind of like mush, the consistency, and I need a little something, something. You do need chunks. And I like your idea of the bread bowl. I normally will take, whatchamacallums, tortilla chips and like crush them up just so I have something crunchy, like in a, or Fritos. I think Fritos is like usually what the chili chip is, right?
I enjoy it.
Or is that Walking Tacos? I don't know.
You're kind it's of right about all. You're right on all accounts.
I mean, that's just typical. But now, if I get into the ratings, and if I'm being totally honest, I did not care for what I made at all.
Ooh.
It didn't have, I don't know what I did, but the ratios were off. Oh, I remember when I was cooking it, it didn't taste right. I don't know. It was like too, like the, I think the fattiness of the peanut butter like took over.
Oh.
Like overwhelmed everything, but I know it needed more ginger. Looking back, I would have put more ginger in.
Maybe it should have been spicier too?
Definitely spicier. Like I could have put jalapenos in there. That would have elevated it for sure. Mm-hmm. The chicken kind of like
because it's almost fell like an Indian, after a while. It's like an Indian stew.
Kind of.
Going there, but without, you need those spices.
I was the most excited for this soup and the most disappointed by this. Really, not by this, but by my own efforts. It was my fault. It's not the soup's fault. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a fun idea to try and do other like types of chili that you wouldn't normally think of. But my version of this was not it. Hmm. I would give it a 1.5. Oh. I would give it a 2. I would give it a 2. It's a 2. It just needs work, you know? And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's good when you just put up your like, cornbread bowl hot dog situation.
So for the chicken thighs, are you removing the bones at the end?
I just buy boneless.
You buy boneless chicken thighs, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I, for whatever reason, as I get older, I less and less like touching chicken meat with my hand. I don't like it. So if I can touch it less, then that's great.
Yeah, I'm wondering if all of this would be better without the broth and just like cooked down in a pan as like a curry.
I think so too. Yeah, I think that's it.
And then maybe coconut milk.
The coconut milk was good. Yeah. That I stand by. Keep that the decision coconut I stand milk. By. Because I just like the creamier chilies than the, like, straight up red, zing, rah, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it just tastes a little intense.
Yeah, some people just put too much jalapenos and stuff in there. I don't know. I'm not down with it. But and I need a chunky chili, too. I need it to be chunky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need it to be like a salsa. Like a delicious hot salsa.
Yeah.
I need to be able to dip a corn chip into that thing.
I would be curious to see you, how you would make a like West African Moroccan style chili. Like I bet yours would honestly probably come out better than mine would.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it. The spices are so key in all of those. Really, I would have to go to like specialty markets and like, you know, get that like bag of spice that's like yellow. You don't know what it is.
Yep. Just like, I know exactly.
You know, that weird bag of spices and just use it. I don't know.
Yeah, if I would have put more ginger, less peanut butter, and just amped up the sauces like spices 300%, that would have done it. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. It needs to be like spice is the key. It's the key to that stuff.
Yep. Yeah. So this week I'll concede to you.
We'll let the voters decide. You tell us who you liked better on TikTok and on Instagram at topropechef@gmail.com. You can message us, or the best way to do it, support us, patreon.com/topropechef. Talk to us and give us some money. Recipes ain't cheap.
They ain't cheap. But if you have any ideas of how to improve my recipe, please let me know because I really want to make it work.
And if you have any doubts about, you know, your chili, amp it up with just using salsa. I even put some salsa in spaghetti when I'm making it. Spaghetti sauce. I put a spoonful in there. Why not?
That's crazy.
Why not?
What? No. There have to be some boundaries, okay? We're going to have a sauce off. Spaghetti sauce off. Because I've been perfecting my sauce.
Spaghetti sauce off. Like that's also a 1950s comedian. Very Italian stereotype. Real offensive now. Let's not look back at it. Let's not see
when
that.
When they
guy.
Have the tie that you like. Yeah.
His mustache like goes up somehow. Spins around.
It goes out. Woo! Yeah.
The forgotten Hanna-Barbera character. Spaghetti sauce off. We wiped that one from the backlog. The vault gone.
Well, if you want to see a sauce off, hit us up on Instagram at Top Row Chef.